TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Val from Wharfdale Talking News with my selection of audio-described TV programmes for the period Saturday the 5th to Friday the 11th of September 2026. So let's get started with Saturday the 5th of September. On Channel 4 this morning, there are the usual three episodes of Frasier starting at 9:20 and five episodes of The Simpsons starting at 10:50. On BBC Two, there's another chance to catch last Tuesday's episodes of both The Great British Sewing Bee at 12 noon and Race Against the Tide at 1:45. Four episodes of Midsummer Murders on ITV1 today at 2:25, 4:15, 10 past 6 and 10 past 8. The sci-fi adventure Jurassic World is the afternoon film on ITV1 at 4:50pm. Celebrating Disney at the Proms, The Music of Menken on BBC Two at 5:30pm is a special prom from the Royal Albert Hall. Lives Hang in the Balance in the first of two special episodes of Casualty, 40th Anniversary, on BBC One at 8pm. The Box on ITV One at 8:15pm is a new game show hosted by Gary Lineker, where 10 celebrities are plunged into the unknown. It continues tomorrow at 8pm. A night of shows marking the 80th anniversary of the birth of Freddie Mercury starts with a selection of classic performances by his band Queen. Queen at the BBC is at 9pm on BBC Two. The Spirits send Alison into meltdown in this episode from 2022 of the sitcom Ghosts on BBC One at 9:40pm. On to Sunday, 6th of September. Sunday with Laura Koonsberg is on BBC One at 9am. Interviews with key politicians and public figures. Today's afternoon films are Back to the Future on BBC One at 2:45pm and over on ITV One at 3:05, the Bond film A View to Kill. Katie Durham introduces a night of all-American classics from the Royal Albert Hall in the BBC Proms at 6pm on BBC Two. Several choices at 9 tonight. Amy arrives to help Kirsten when she finds herself facing the wrath of the Russians. The vigil continues on BBC One at 9pm. Counter-terrorism officers make a breakthrough and send Lana and her team to a disused workshop to find details of the bombers' next steps. Trigger Point is on ITV One at 9. In 24 Hours in Police Custody, The Ambush on Channel 4 at 9, officers continue their investigation into the case of a teenager left fighting for his life after being found with catastrophic head injuries at the side of a road. Paul Newman and Robert Redford star in the Western film Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid on BBC Two at 10pm. After killing somebody in a hit-and-run accident, a lawyer and her brother attempt to cover up their crime. The new Australian comedy series Reckless is on ITV One at 10:15pm. Here are those programmes which are on at the same time throughout the week. Homes Under the Hammer is at 11:30am and Bargain Hunt is at 12:15pm on BBC One, Monday to Friday. On ITV One, Dickinson's Real Deal is at 2pm, Monday to Wednesday. On Channel 4, there are four episodes of the sitcom Frasier starting at 9:10 each morning, Monday to Friday. And on ITV 3, there are two episodes of Heartbeat starting at 5:50 and 6:55pm, Monday to Friday. Now for Monday, 7th of September. It's quiz night on BBC Two with Mastermind at 7:30 and University Challenge at 8:30. We visit a luxury safari lodge in one of South Africa's largest wildlife reserves in Fred's Ultimate Hotels on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. The vigil continues on BBC One at 9 p.m. As tensions rise and new allegiances are formed, the dangers of the Arctic become apparent when a storm closes in. In tonight's episode of Trigger Point on ITV1 at 9, rumours fly of a coming catastrophe. A new series of the Australian sitcom Colin from Accounts returns tonight on BBC Two at 10 p.m. Gordon and Ashley are determined to move on from the embarrassment of his proposal. The late night film on BBC One at 10 past 11 tonight is the period biographical drama Testament of Youth, based on the memoirs of Vera Brittain. Tuesday, 8th of September. The teams work in gale force winds to create sand sculptures of monsters in tonight's episode of Race Against the Tide on BBC Two at 7:30 p.m. The judges set the contestants three challenges celebrating wardrobe heroes in this week's episode of The Great British Sewing Bee on BBC One at 8 p.m. The Red Car crew rescue two stranded walkers in Saving Lives at Sea on BBC Two at 8 p.m. The nine semi-finalists are tasked with providing a banquet for 120 diners, and it's a race against the clock, as once the sun sets, the food must be served. Celebrity MasterChef is on BBC One at 9 p.m. The trauma team treats two casualties from a head-on collision on a dual carriageway. Emergency 24/7 is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. As the restaged trial continues, attention turns to older brother Luke. The jury, 14 and on trial for murder, is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Gordon invites Ash and her eager new boyfriend David to his birthday party. The sitcom Colin from Accounts is on BBC Two at 10 p.m. Now on to Wednesday, 9th of September. More items requiring some TLC from the experts are brought into the repair shop on BBC One at 8 p.m. The broadcaster joins a team of historians and geologists to recreate the journey along the Colorado River undertaken by John Wesley Powell in 1869. Operation Grand Canyon with Dan Snow is on BBC Four at 8 p.m. The remaining celebrities must create a layered dessert that requires precise timing and temperature control. Find out how they get on in Celebrity MasterChef on BBC One at 9 p.m. The documentary Britain's Forgotten Girls on BBC Two at 9 p.m. brings together shocking accounts of the widespread exploitation and abuse of young girls all across Britain over decades. Jasper is called in after an actor is stabbed on stage with a switched prop knife. Professor T is on ITV One at 9 p.m. The time has come for the jury to deliberate on a verdict on each of the brothers in tonight's episode of The Jury, 14 and on trial for murder, on Channel 4 at 9. Having anticipated Hugh's plan, Patrick flees during a tense drive across the moors. The final episode of the drama The Game is on Channel 5 at 9. Now for Thursday, the 10th of September. The comedy drama Steel Magnolias, starring Dolly Parton, is the early evening film on Film 4 at 6:40 p.m. More entrepreneurs seek the backing of the panel in Dragon's Den on BBC One at 8 p.m. In the semi-final, the would-be art dealers climb aboard the luxury cruise liner Queen Anne to spend 3 days at sea working to a specific brief as they enter the world of art curation. The big deal with Steph McGovern is on BBC Two at 8 p.m. A heartbroken newlywed seeks a second opinion for his spaniel. The Yorkshire Vet is on Channel 5 at 8 p.m. Lucy carries out some last-minute undercover work to prepare for what lies ahead and needs her brother-in-law's support. The drama Ludwig is on BBC One at 9 p.m. Davina and Nikki help two people who are searching for their sisters on behalf of their respective mothers. Long Lost Family is on ITV One at 9 p.m. The contestants venture away to a special location. Taskmaster is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. And so we come to Friday the 11th of September. Kevin MacLeod meets a couple who are spending £700,000 to build a curved glass family home. But when the COVID-19 pandemic hits, they face financial ruin with little to show for it. Grand Designs is on More 4 at 7:55 p.m. In the last semi-final, the remaining cooks face a brand new challenge, the MasterChef auction, where time counts more than ever before. Who will take a step closer to being crowned this year's champion? Celebrity MasterChef is on BBC One at 8 p.m. Gaynor Fay overcomes a lifelong fear of horses, while farmer Stephen Short hopes his lambs fetch strong auction prices. A new series of Our Great Yorkshire Life starts tonight on Channel 5 at 8 p.m. As Rudy and Deck look for a missing nurse, the investigation suggests a sinister conspiracy may be at play. The Rainmaker is on ITV One at 9 p.m. In this episode of Father Brown on the U and Drama Channel at 9 p.m, Brenda might have fallen for a killer. An ex-soldier is blackmailed back into action when his daughter is kidnapped. Commando is the 9 o'clock film on Film 4. Agnes's attempts to convince a health inspector that Grandad is losing his marbles is shown in Mrs. Brown's Boys on BBC One at 9:30 p.m. I hope you found something to interest you from this week's selection.
TNF Soundings.